today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially women building their businesses from home, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I so enjoy when I actually get to bring someone on the show that I know in real life and love as a sister friend. And today is one of those days. Dee DeFatta is a perspective and positivity coach and founder of A Dose of Positivity. After 49 years of life, 27 years living with multiple sclerosis, and 17 years working full-time in the insurance industry, Dee has become a catalyst for healing and positive change. Through private and group coaching, educational programs, published books, and speaking engagement, Dee helps people redefine their circumstances so they can break through their barriers and achieve boundless potential. She teaches the fundamental strategy necessary for people to free themselves from their limiting beliefs of the past and gain the confidence and courage to get realigned with their purpose so they can redesign their path forward. I'm telling you, I love A Dose of Positivity. So, Dee DeFatta, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you for inviting me on Word of Mom Radio. I am grateful to be here.
Well, it's really fun having you. And, you know, it's so funny. I was thinking about when we met at the Women's Conference a couple of years ago, back when, you know, we were still having conferences. You know, positive people attract each other. Instant eye contact. It was just click. So I'm so happy to finally have you here. And I want to ask you, what
yes.
does positivity mean to you?
You know, I'm so happy that you asked me that question, because a lot of times when people hear the word positivity, they think it's all rainbows and unicorns. And that is not what I'm out there speaking about and promoting. You know, we all are challenged with something in life, but what we don't realize is that we have absolute authority over how we deal with it. So positivity to me is a perspective, it's an attitude, it's a state of being.
Were you always a positive person, Dee?
You know, I was always a positive person, but I was always there for others and never there for myself. And what I mean by that is that I always tried to put on the smile and pretend like everything was great and everything was fantastic. Nothing was bothering me. The world was perfect. Not. But I wanted to be there for others. I was a people pleaser, which in pleasing others and trying to fit in and trying to help them and trying to be positive, I lost my sense of self. I lost who I was on the inside and the outside. I just tried to fit in so hard that I wasn't even connected to my authenticity. So was I always positive? Yes, but in the wrong ways. It took years for me to finally realize that the positivity that I was living in was a false sense of security and just not who I was in my core being. It wasn't until about 3 years ago that I had a conversation with someone who's very into not so much medicine, but the reasons behind disease. And I had told her that I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and she said, oh my gosh, let me grab my book. And she grabbed her book, and she told me that some of the reasons behind being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis were having issues accepting yourself, having issues listening to others' advice and taking it, being stuck in yourself and not being able to see or think or imagine outside of the bubble that you're in. Like, oh, this is all making sense to me. I said, oh, so, you know, multiple sclerosis isn't all in my DNA. And she said, no, there's so many more reasons. And when that was brought to light, it was a whole new perspective that I embraced. And ever since that moment, I have been trying to go through the old stories that I see in my head all the time, that always seem to appear in one way or another, and redefine them, find out what they're trying to tell me and why. You know, what is the lesson? What is the blessing behind this? What is the universe trying to teach me? And I've done a lot of redefining, a lot of realigning, and a lot of redesigning.
I find it so interesting. I've never heard that perspective of MS before.
Yeah, I hadn't either. I definitely leaned into a different direction. It wasn't the direction of, you know, going to a neurologist, you know, who says, this is the avenue you have to take and you have to go on this drug. And, you know, honestly, it was going to the neurologist and him telling me that in the state I was in, if I kept going the way I was going, I was going to end up in a wheelchair full time by the time I was 60 years old. And when he said that to me, it clicked something in my brain and I went, no, I will not accept this, no. And not only would I not accept his diagnosis or his prediction, but I also would not accept his form of treatment. I decided in that moment that it was time to look outside the box and seek out new perspectives and new healing methods.
And what kind of methods are those? I'm curious.
Oh, the methods are wonderful. I decided to cure my spirit, my mind and my spirit. And in curing my mind and my spirit, my body is definitely following. It's just taken a little bit longer. But what I had to do was cure the stories, the limiting beliefs, the self-doubts, the fears, and the worries. I had to let them come to surface and own them. I was going through life in victim mode, as if MS had happened to me. You know, it was all MS's fault. The universe wanted me to have this disease, and I didn't know why. And, yeah, I tried to stay positive about it. I mean, everything I did, I always had a smile on my face. I always tried to make the best of it, and people always said I was an inspiration, but I wasn't there for myself. I always put everybody before myself, and I realized that I had a lot of digging to do. So when the pandemic hit in 2020, that was my time to go within. I had a lot of time to spend time with me, myself, and I, trying to uncover all the old stories that were holding me back, that were holding me captive from being my authentic self. And honestly, I have been with my husband for, it'll be almost 24 years, and up until August of 2020, I never broke down crying and was truly authentic and vulnerable with him, telling him what I was experiencing, what I was going through, the thoughts in my mind. And I never told him that I loved me more than I loved him. So, and that was definitely an awakening moment for me, for him, for us. And there was a lot of transparency going on in 2020.
Can you share some of your fundamental strategies for healing and positive change?
Oh, yes. First and foremost, you need to be aware of the stories you're telling yourself. And they're all rooted in the past. They're all rooted in what you've learned from parents, from caregivers, from teachers, from religion, from social media, you name it. There's so many things that are rooted in you that are not even yours. And so my first fundamental strategy is to realize that, to seriously go within and be like, whoa, where'd that come from? Whoa, why is that there? Be curious of the baggage you're carrying with you through life because it's holding you back from being whole. So my second strategy is what you think, you create. And I was not aware of this until I changed my thinking. I used to surround myself with signs of sarcasm, which I didn't realize until recently that sarcasm meant anger. And I'm like, what? Yeah, so go figure. I'm going through life as an angry person surrounded by sarcasm and creating a very painful reality for myself. And once I realized that and I eliminated the signs from my desk, the signs from my home, anything that was negative or sarcastic, I didn't find the peace until I let that go. I'm like, wow, I can't believe that just happened, but it did. I would not believe this myself had I not gone through it. So my third strategy is what you speak, you affirm. So I used to tell people all the time that I had MS. I mean, that's owning and affirming that disease. And now you will never, ever, ever, ever hear me speak those words, ever. I will gladly tell you I was diagnosed with MS 27 years ago. But in the same sentence, I will also tell you that I have redefined it as modified swagger and motivational spitfire. And I will also tell you that I am healed. So, in fact, I still have it. In truth, I am healed. I truly believe that what I put out to the universe will come back to me. And so I am speaking what I want to be true. I am healed. My fourth strategy is forgiveness. Oh, we have been taught to say I'm sorry to other people, but we've never been taught to forgive ourselves for what we didn't know back then that we know now. So I have forgiven my younger self. I have forgiven my younger self in a book called Transformation 2020. I wrote a whole chapter. It was a letter of forgiveness from my higher self to my little D, being like, I'm so sorry. I did not know that when I saw things a certain way, you know, the certain perspective I had would lead to this. That was not my intention at all. Looking back on my life, I can see the lesson and the blessing in this, and now I see it this way. So it's amazing how perspective can change our lives, and just one little shift can take us in a whole new direction. So I've also adapted an attitude of gratitude. And it's funny because people used to tell me all the time, oh, yeah, you should be grateful. I'm like, yeah, yeah, whatever, you know, or you should breathe. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Like the simple little things in life, breathe and attitude or gratitude. You never think that those two things can change your life, but they changed mine. I started being grateful, not just for the things in my life, but being grateful in my circumstances, even being grateful in multiple sclerosis, whether it was a challenging day or an easy day, because in the challenges, I found my inner strength. I'm like, okay, this is good. And it just built me higher and higher and higher. It raised me to a higher level of vibration that is, I know sounds like a lot of woo, but it's so exciting that it actually happened. I mean, I've been able to manifest my reality based on what I'm thinking, what I'm speaking, how I'm acting, an attitude of gratitude, and breathing into life. Like, I truly am grateful for my breath. And that's something I never did. I always took my breath for granted. I lived on an exhale. And I used to define myself as an overachieving, stressed-out perfectionist. And I wore that as a badge of honor. I'm like, oh, my God, no wonder I kept creating all this crazy stuff for myself. That's not a good thing to own. So once I finally owned and affirmed that I was a work in progress, and I breathed into my creativity, I breathed into my curiosity, I breathed into collaboration and community and getting to know people better and just opening up and not being so closed-minded, my world shifted. Everything shifted. And I've never been so grateful in a situation or for the circumstances that followed. So I've allowed myself to redefine myself, redefine my circumstances, get realigned with my purpose, and redesign my path forward. And that's what I'm doing with others now, trying to help them find their way out of the dark that they believe they're in so that they can open the gateway to their boundless potential and the beautiful light that resides within them.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote, or you're out there seeking to support other women in business. Mompreneur marketers are here to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams. Because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars. But for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Dee DeFatta about her dose of positivity. And I want to ask you, Dee, what inspired you to write your daily dose of positivity?
I wanted to bring a new perspective to the world. We are surrounded by negativity all the time, whether it be from friends, family, television, radio, you name it. There's always somebody talking something horrible. And I'm like, no, the world needs positivity. Just like I said, what you think you create and what you speak, you affirm, it was time to bring that to life for others. So by offering your daily dose of positivity, my desire and my wish is that when people read it, they go, oh, I never thought of that. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, that new perspective. Let's see how I can incorporate this in my life and really shift, make that shift, that internal shift to get to a different place. There's no need for all the negativity in the world. So somebody had to put the positivity out there, and I am bringing it to the table.
Well, I'm going to share, I stopped reading as of today because I didn't want my daily dose of positivity. I didn't want tomorrow's, today. So as of February 15th, these are my top three right now. January 16th, be curious as to what lies on the other side of your comfort zone. You know, listeners to Word of Mom Radio, I've said so often on this show that life begins outside your comfort zone, and it's true. So that really resonated with me. The other one, February 5th, you don't have control over other people's actions, but you have absolute control over your reactions. I refuse to buy a ticket to somebody else's dance when they want to jump off at me. Mm-hmm. I just kind of take that pause, and it's like, is it really worth it? And then we're taping February 15th, and today's dose of positivity is you were born into a world of infinite color. Don't get stuck living in the grayscale. So totally awesome. So in all of this, Dee, and what you are doing in your life, what is your mission? What are you doing? What are you accomplishing? What is your mission in this lifetime?
My mission is to bring light into this world because it exists within us. In order to see the change, you have to be the change. Everyone was born with a beautiful light inside them. And for some reason, we have unconsciously utilized the dimmer switch so that it is so low, we don't even know it's there. But you are not in darkness. You are just, surrounded by light. And the light exists within, and I just want to turn it all the way up. You know, there's no need to dull your sparkle to make somebody else feel comfortable. So it's time to stop playing small and live the purpose you were born to live. You know, be the leader you were born to be. It's time to be the inspiration. You don't have to live in victim mode anymore. It is time to set yourself free with authenticity and positivity and tell your story. Inspire others. That's what it's all about for me.
It's so interesting because I think more and more people are realizing that when you shine your light, you give permission to others. You know,
yes.
As tough as your life has been, that's somebody else's roadmap. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. And you know, I, being the positive person, my brothers have called me Mary Poppins my whole life, because I just will always try to find the best in something. There's got to be something good. There just has to be, because there just has to be. You know, attitude is everything, and it's how you think of things. I used to tell my kids all the time, thoughts are things. I remember when they were little, and they'd come in and go, Mom, I know you're going to say no. I would be like, stop right there. And they're like, what? I was like, well, you already gave yourself the answer, so you can go. And they're like, but, I was like, no. You decided for Mommy, so you don't need to ask. I was like, if you'd like Mommy's decision, then you can come in and ask me the question. But since you already made it, we'll stick with it. You know?
Wow.
You got it. It was a no.
I love it.
Yeah, and it was so funny. And I say it to people all the time. It's like, don't have someone else's conversation for them. You know how that happens? Where you talk yourself out of something because you've had the conversation for the other person and decided what their reaction would be. So, let me not bother doing it. Why do people do that to themselves? You know, in this dose of positivity that you are sharing, you know, how do you get people to stop having that other person's conversation?
Awareness. It's all about awareness. Once you're aware that you're having these conversations in your head, and it's not just coming from you, but you're actually having the conversation for the other person too, you can stop yourself. But until you're aware of it, you don't know how to stop yourself. You just don't know. You just keep going. So that's why I'm all about the curiosity and the creativity, and you're not limited by your limitations. You're only limited by your own imagination. So that's what all the doses of positivity are about, to make you aware of something more than you've been taught.
If you could only give someone one piece of advice, Dee, what would it be?
One piece. God, there's so many good pieces. It's really hard to choose. I would say always seek to understand. Always seek to understand others, and always seek to understand yourself and where the stories came from and why you feel the way you feel and what you're feeling. Always seek to understand. Don't live on autopilot, because autopilot's not going to get you anywhere except where you've already been. Seek to understand so that you can stretch your imagination and experience life from a different perspective.
As we're wrapping up, Dee, what do you want to leave our listeners with?
So my website is A Dose of Positivity, and that's, the end of it is DEE.com. So there's so many wonderful things on there that you can find. And I would love for you to visit and download a free PDF of your 50 doses of positivity and find out more about my book, Your Daily Dose of Positivity, on Amazon. And just give yourself permission to step into who you were born to be. So you can step out of the past. The past has passed. It's time to be who you were born to be all along. Be authentically you, flaws and all. So, and you can Google Dee Tafada to see anything else I've ever done. I am on YouTube. I am on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn. I am everywhere. So by all means, just Google Dee Tafada, and everything that you could possibly ever want will come up.
And you know what? She's always sharing the positivity, and it's really fun. It's fun, it's insightful, it's thoughtful, and you know what? It's thought-provoking, because you said it earlier. You know, thoughts are things. What you think is what you become. You really do. And none of us were here not to achieve everything that we wanted. I remember having a guest on our show once, and she said this, and this was so early on in Word of Mom Radio. She said, make sure your dreams are so big somebody else laughs.
Yes.
Because that's what dreams are for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as little kids, we thought we could do anything. And it's having that childlike wonder and belief in ourselves that there is nothing that can stop us, trusting the journey. Because, I mean, let's face it, we're living through a pandemic here. You know, we have lived through, you know, something 100 years ago that went on, and who would have thought in our lifetime that we would see all of this?
Yeah.
There's so much good that has come out of it. There has to be. There has to be. There has to be the positive side, because negative has no right to win. It just doesn't. So please go take a look, adoseofpositivity.com. All of these links will be live on Word of Mom Radio, and I am so glad that you came here to share a dose of positivity with our listeners. So thank you so much, Dee, for taking the time to share with everybody. For all of you tuning in, thanks so much for being part of Word of Mom Radio. We are closing out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She